During the last week of November, Governor Rick Snyder delivered a special energy and environmental message to the state legislature. It calls for an undefined increase in renewable energy resources, a significant increase in natural gas production through fracking, and measures to create greater energy efficiencies. Reaction? It's been somewhat mixed. Good morning, I'm David Fair. Welcome you to WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. On the first Friday of every month, Michigan League of Conservation Voters Executive Director Lisa Wozniak joins me for an in-depth look at important environmental issues. Today, it's a look at energy and environmental policy for the upcoming year. Good morning, Lisa, and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning, David.
And our guest today?
Our guest today is Bill Rustom, Director of Strategy for Governor Rick Snyder. Prior to joining the Snyder administration, Bill was an owner at Public Sector Consultants. In addition, and very notably, Bill was Governor William G. Milliken's Chief of Staff, Chief Staff Advisor on Environmental Matters, the first Executive Director of the Center of Great Lakes in Chicago, and Bill coordinated the petition drive and campaign in 1976 for the Michigan Bottle Bill and the 1984 statewide campaign for the constitutional amendment creating the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Okay, glad to be here, Lisa.
Thank you for your time. I know it's a very busy time in Lansing right now. As David mentioned, the governor's recent energy and environment address was long awaited by many, considering the governor's 2010 campaign, which focused pretty significantly on Great Lakes protection and considerable mention of the governor's tenure on the Nature Conservancy Board. The address covered a gamut of issues, notably energy. And in the governor's words, the key to our state's energy policy is excellent reliability, an affordable price, and a protected environment. What does that look like?
Well, it looks like a lot of different policies that have to be enacted. We have some blockages in transmission that drive our costs up and reduce our reliability. That's one of the issues he's focused on is the transmission system. There are pinch points, basically, particularly in the southwest corner of the state. And then our energy is not connected between the UP and the Lower Peninsula. In terms of reliability, the Lower Peninsula is much more reliable. In other words, having power on constantly without the threat of brownouts or blackouts, than it is in the Upper Peninsula. And what the governor's endorsed in that message is something that MISO, that's the Midwest group of states and provinces that are working together to provide for energy in a greater region, has talked about, is connecting Michigan energy through transmission across the Straits of Mackinac. And they're looking at that and how you do it right now, and the governor believes that needs to be done because that will increase our reliability. It creates a loop all around Michigan. Instead of dealing with us as two separate peninsulas, we become part of a big loop for the provision of energy. So that's one big piece of it.
Well, that is no small undertaking.
And
I would imagine quite expensive. How would the allocation of funds go from
the
utilities?
All utilities, but all of those states and provinces engaged in MISO, which is the large region that we are part of, Michigan is part of, in terms of the provision of electricity to a region. You know, approaching energy production on a state-by-state basis or a geographic basis like that just doesn't make sense because we're all connected. Those transmission systems are connected across the country and are becoming more and more connected. So being part of a larger region makes much more sense in terms of holding down costs and increasing reliability. So the cost, just like Michigan is now helping to pay for the transmission that moves from the Dakotas to the east, we're asking, and MISO is looking at, helping Michigan make that connection across the strait so that we become part of that larger system. Provision of energy over a larger system. So that's one piece of what he talked about. Another piece is energy efficiency. And what that means, the governor cited the Michigan Saves program pretty extensively, which has been engaged in the process of helping people, citizens, homeowners, in making sure that their homes are energy efficient. That's a big problem. The more there are a lot of gains to be made in providing for energy efficiency. And that means insulating homes, having strong building standards, moving in the direction of making certain that people are living in places that are energy efficient. That program is about to be expanded, and the governor announced that in the message, to businesses. helping businesses make sure that their place of business is as energy efficient as it can be. We save, the more costs are reduced, the less the demand for new energy production, and the better we have a system that that is reliable over the long run.
Absolutely, and I think that many that work in the environmental and energy world would actually agree with that, that energy efficiency is a critical part of moving the state forward. Does that also mean amending our current energy efficiency laws at the state legislative level?
Well, I think what it did, he didn't call specifically for changes in law. He wants to maintain where we are in many respects, but it's a question of how we provide for help for people. One of the things he pointed out is, look, we have, at the federal level, we have two separate programs, one of which is energy efficiency that is designed to help people have their homes be more efficient. But then at the same time, we provide rent subsidies to people with no consideration, zero consideration of whether or not the home into which they're moving is energy efficient. So you end up with people who are getting federally subsidized housing moving into places that simply aren't energy efficient. It costs them more. They can't afford it. We're using more energy. Bringing those two notions together so that we're providing people who need help with places that are comfortable for them, but also are not energy eaters and are efficient. So it's beginning to break down the silos, which is what he's tried to do at the state level, not only here at the state level, but at the federal level, to make certain we're doing things that make the most sense for people and for the environment over the long run.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. This is our first Friday Focus on the Environment. My co-host for this monthly segment is Lisa Wozniak. She is the executive director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Our guest today is Bill Rustemann. Bill is director of strategy for Governor Rick Snyder, and we're discussing energy and the environment of Michigan now and in the future. Back in November, Bill, of course, Proposal 3 went down. That would have had us using 25% renewable resources by the year 2025. People did not want that as a part of the state constitution, and the governor did address the fact that he would like to see an increase in renewable energy, but he has not defined any amount at this point. Where is the administration at this point on increasing use of renewable energy?
Well, the governor in that message committed to, by 2015, having an answer to that question. We need to begin a process where we talk about where Michigan ought to go next once we hit that our current standard of 10% by 2015.
15, right.
And so he said, look, we need an answer, and we're beginning that process. We'll be working with groups like the League of Conservation Voters and others in helping to create a process that helps us get to that answer. What's the next step? The governor doesn't want to put things in the Constitution. He opposed Proposal 3, of course, but certainly is committed to continuing the progress that Michigan has made and picking up on that progress and moving forward beyond 2015. So the process for those discussions with the utilities, have them in the room, have environmental organizations, have business organizations in the room, and make a determination as to what our next step should be. So we talked about beginning that process.
And that process obviously will have to go through the legislature, as we've decided not to put it in the Constitution. And what indication is there that the legislature, as divided as it is, will be able to put something meaningful forth even after a year-long study?
Well, I'm never going to predict what the legislature does. But I will say this, that with the governor out there supporting things and making certain that the legislature is moving in a particular direction, that always helps. And the governor does want to take leadership on this issue. There's no question about that.
So the governor also spoke extensively, quite extensively, in his address about natural gas production in Michigan. And he spoke about storage. He spoke about it being key to our energy future. And he actually spoke proactively about the increasing public concerns related to protection of our waters. Can you tell us what the administration's plans are to address these concerns?
Well, as it relates to protecting water, we think we've got some of the toughest regulations in the country as they relate to natural gas production. We think that the current system that Michigan has in terms of the way that it regulates is strong and is protective of the environment, at the same time permitting us to produce natural gas. So on a go-forward basis, the governor's not, certainly there are those who want to move backwards. The governor's not going to support that kind of a notion. And he also has asked, and there is a study underway by the University of Michigan right now looking at the question of fracking, and we're looking forward to fracking, and we're looking forward to seeing what that study shows and whether or not we ought to take additional measures, additional regulatory measures, to make certain that we're absolutely protecting the environment.
When looking at, you're correct, Bill, absolutely. I mean, when looking across this country in terms of regulations and protections that are already in place, Michigan does have what I understand is a solid track record as it pertains specifically to vertical fracking, which is notably what we've done in the state, is the vertical fracking. And then the horizontal fracking, which is new across this country and is new to Michigan, is what I think raises concerns among people, notably in the north, where there's been a lot of speculation as it relates to water withdrawal amounts, chemicals involved in the process, and then the waste disposal piece in particular. So those are the three issues, and I think the governor may have even touched on those in his address. Are those things that you will potentially be exploring as you move forward?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the questions that we've placed before the University of Michigan. Some very high-powered, very intelligent scientists who are looking at those questions, and we're looking forward to getting their recommendations.
Let me also ask you about invasive species. Obviously, that's an issue that so many people in Michigan are concerned about. And very recently, it was announced that the governor will be co-chairing the Great Lakes Council of Governors alongside, I believe, Governor Quinn.
Yep.
From Illinois. That'll be an interesting duo as it pertains to Asian carp in particular. What do you think the prospects are in that arena as those two move forward at the Council of Great Lakes Governors?
Well, let me say three things as it relates to invasive species. The governor clearly is, Michigan's got the toughest ballast water regulations in among the Great Lakes states. There have been some calls for eliminating Michigan's tough standards. The governor's not there. The governor clearly supports and wants to move forward in continuing Michigan's tough ballast water regulations. Now, if we're going to be successful in the states, among the states in the Great Lakes, we've got to be consistent. We've got to be consistent. So what the governor and Governor Quinn are going to be talking about at a conference that's going to be held sometime next summer or fall up on Mackinac Island, hopefully, it will be how do we move the states together forward on invasive species. That's point one. Point two is the fact that as it relates specifically to Asian carp, you're going to see it relatively shortly a letter from the governor to the Fish and Wildlife Service and the EPA. Arguing that the federal government has not done a good job in protecting the Great Lakes from the Asian carp by using the Endangered Species Act. We believe, and scientists have told us, that, look, these Asian carp, particularly one of them called the black carp, one of the Asian carp, because there are several Asian carp species, the black carp, eats mussels, and among those that it eats are some of our endangered mussels, and that issue has not been addressed at the federal level, and we're going to be asking the Fish and Wildlife Service to begin the process of looking at their role in protecting the Great Lakes from an invasion by Asian carp, specifically the black carp, and their important role in making certain that the endangered mussel species in Michigan are protected. So it's a little bit of a different legal strategy that we're beginning to set up with the support of the Attorney General.
And as we talk about the Great Lakes water and invasive species and taking care of making sure that it remains a healthy ecosystem, we must also talk about the water itself. Not only are there always the potential of someone trying to find new ways to withdraw the water, but additionally, we're seeing some climate change that is reducing water levels. What strategy is going to be put in place or is being considered in order to make sure that we have healthy water levels, a healthy ecosystem, and we can limit the amount of water that is withdrawn from the basin?
Yeah, and in his special message, the governor made the assignment of addressing those questions to the new director of the Office of the Great Lakes, which sits in the Department of Environmental Quality in Michigan. And the reason he did that is this. He acknowledges in that special message that climate change is occurring. Without getting into the what's causing it question, it is clear that climate change is occurring. And Michigan, over the long run, is in a position to do fairly well under a climate change scenario. In other words, we have water, but we got to protect it. We got to make sure that it's used in the proper way. We got to make sure that it's clean, continues to be clean. So what he asked the Office of the Great Lakes to do is to put together a water strategy for Michigan. How do we go forward? How do we position ourselves in a world that where climate change is going to change things, weather patterns, it's going to change the way, the availability of water. We have the advantage of having a lot of water here. How do we take advantage of that at the same time we're making certain that we're protecting the environment, keeping that water clean, and building both an economic and environmental future for ourselves? Because the governor believes that that's one of the key assets that Michigan has. So how do we do that in a way that is both protective of the environment but also provides for the economic development, particularly as it relates to agriculture, which is going to grow in Michigan over the long term?
Let me ask you this. We're 2 years into the governor's administration, and a lot of things are coming under study. But what has actually been done in the past 2 years?
Well, a lot of things have been done. I mean, whether you're talking about a revision of the entire tax code, or you're talking
no,
about...
No, I'm just talking in terms of the environmental policy and moving forward.
Well, a whole host of things have been done there in terms of moving the permitting system and moving the regulatory system to a system that provides for prompter responses and provides for more answers to people on both sides of the question of where we ought to go in terms of moving forward, getting to some decisions that have been delayed for a long time. So I think the big thing that has happened is changing kind of the culture of government in a way that provides a yes-no answer and not kind of the maybe answer that has been too prevalent in the past. So I think that's one of the big things that have been done.
And as you move through this lame duck session towards the end of the year, what kind of culture are you experiencing with the legislature?
With the legislature? The legislature has its own culture. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I know you have to run, so let me ask you one final question. As we move into the new calendar year, 2013, what environmental component are you most excited about in moving forward?
Well, I think that regional transit thing is the thing on the agenda at the moment. This has been a battle for 40 years. So of at the moment, that is the most important thing. Beyond that, I think next year is a key year as it relates to invasive species, which we talked about. As Lisa mentioned, the governor was just recently elected one of the co-chairs of the Council of Great Lakes Governors. Beginning that, just the discussions about how we get together as the Great Lakes to protect against the next invader into the Great Lakes, be it Asian carp, be it another mussel, be it something else. You know, it's not like it's just the Asian carp we're worried about. The zebra mussel is costing every one of us every day, as is the quagga mussel, costing each one of us every day in our utility bills, in our water in our water bills. Every one of these invasives causes a problem. So we've got to get a handle on and stop those invasives from entering the Great Lakes. So I think that's one of the key issues that will be up next year.
And, of course, we would like to invite you back at some point during the next couple of months, and we'll talk specifically about regional transit authorities.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Mr. Rustem.
All right, David.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
That is Bill Rustem. He is Director of Strategy for Governor Rick Snyder. And I'd also like to pass along a thank you to my co-host for this particular segment, Lisa Wozniak. She's the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Lisa, thank you, and we'll see you in January.
I'll see you then.
I'm David Fair, and you're listening to the First Friday Focus on the Environment here on 89.1 WEMU.